Orioles lose a rough one today, 9-8. They took 3 of 4 from the Blue Jays, though. Trade deadline is tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's a perfect time to go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline where we talk to our guy Ryan Ripken, part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight coverage. And Ryan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So if this was it for Ryan O'Hearn and Cedric Mullins, it was quite a finale.
It certainly was. Could not have left an impact anymore. I mean, Cedric Mullins, man, you understand why teams would have a value for a guy that can go up and steal a home run away. It seems like every other night at the moment. And with those two guys, the one point that I understand, and I joked around tweeting out that instead of, you know, the O in Ryan O'Hearn stands for extend him. The O is just silent there, right? I'd love to see those guys stay, but we know the reality of the business. And if you get value and you have things that can help your team moving forward, then you're going to have to make a deal. But what makes it hard personally is knowing that they're great guys. But secondly, how much they love being a Baltimore Oriole and how much not only have they embraced the city of Baltimore, but I feel like the fan base has really embraced them too.
Ryan, going to the starting rotation, how many of Charlie Morton, Zach Eflin, and Tomoyuki Sugano do you expect to be dealt by tomorrow?
I think at least one. I wouldn't be surprised with multiple. You know, I don't think that all of them get moved, but maybe I'd be, you know, that'd surprise me. I lied. Nothing surprises me anymore with it. But I do think that at least one. Teams are probably looking at what the price tags are. What's the value of going to get a guy? And you know, Charlie Morton, for instance, a guy, you know, that's, you know, he's up there in age. This could be the last hurrah if he wants it to be. You know, a team has to feel very confident with a guy like him or a guy like Zach Eflin. Are you fully healthy? Are we going to get the better version of Zach Eflin that we saw at the beginning of the season before you went down with your first injury? And our team's going to be willing to gamble on Tomoyuki Sugano, who I think overall, by the way, has had a really solid first season. You know, I did a stat on Baltimore Baseball Tonight the other night. There were only 39 pitchers at the time that this was done on Monday, where there was 39 pitchers with an ERA below 4, right? And then the 43rd best ERA as far as for qualified pitchers was Tomoyuki Sugano. So he's done well, but our team is going to be worried about him facing the top teams as you move towards October. That's something I don't know, and I think that's still a question mark that Sugano holds more so than what Charlie Morton and Zach Eflin have done on their careers.
Have you sort of pondered at all what this outfield composition might look like? You know, assuming, like, let's say – Cedric is gone, and let's say they trade Laureano as well. Do you think we would get Calzer in center field most of the time? Do you think if Carlson was still here, that he would get a bit of a run there? Do you think Dylan Beavers is on the first thing smoking up from Norfolk if that happens?
It feels like to me it'd be Calzer, you know, out in center. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they rotate someone else in there depending on kind of the construction of the roster there. But it does feel like if you make that move, Colton Cowser is going to be the guy that you put out there in center field on a everyday or I would like to see Colton Cowser out there on an everyday if you make the move. You know, I just released a clip earlier today on social media when I talked with Buck Showalter about a month ago about platooning. And I don't like to platoon guys if you really don't have to. And Calzer to me is a guy that I'd like to see just keep throwing him out there in the situations. So whatever the Orioles composition is going to be moving forward, I hope that it leads to at bats for some of these guys. Beavers is interesting. You know, I wonder, does Beavers have a lot of value that a team, if the Orioles were trying to buy a pitcher here for team control for future years, are they buying the Dylan Beavers hype more so than the Orioles are? And if that's the case, maybe you're going to see Dylan Beavers somewhere else. But he's had a great year. He's knocking on the doorstep. He deserves a chance in the big leagues here upcoming. I can't give an honest answer on what that can possibly look like because I still see Tyler O'Neill, and he's been swinging the bat well, right? You know, I know people saying, oh, too little, too late. Swinging the bat well, it builds confidence moving forward. You got Couser. I do think that one of the prospects, though, Beavers, maybe even Heston, could be on the way out here at the deadline.
Talking with Ryan Ripkins, Inside Access here on the Fan. Ryan, if you were Mike Elias, are you trading Ramon Laureano, and why are you either keeping or trading him?
I'm only moving Laureano if it blows me away. Mainly because I love the value that he's going to bring to my team for next year. I think that it was one of the best moves of the offseason, not just in the Orioles sense, around Major League Baseball. A guy that has found a home and is very comfortable. Like, I almost put it at a sense of when you look at a guy like Ryan O'Hearn, where, you know, but even more so, Ramon's had success elsewhere of good production. But Ryan O'Hearn came to Baltimore and got really comfortable and really turned into a really good big league hitter here the last couple of years. I think Ramon Laureano is going to be able to continue to replicate this for the Orioles for next year. I do. And I think he's proven his value being here. But having said that, you got to see if another team is going to value him higher. You know, and I don't want to just give him away to give him away for a prospect. And when you're looking at, when I say prospect, so Sir Anthony Dominguez got a top 10 prospect from the Jays. They're 10th overall, which is now the Orioles' 8th in Watts Brown, the pitcher. I think you got to get something that would be north of that, maybe even packaged in, because I think a team that wants Ramon Laureano has the plans of playing him quite a lot, not only through the end of 25, but 26. So give me a deal that blows me away, or it'd be great to see Ramon Laureano be a big part of what the Orioles do in 26.
Ryan, earlier today, kind of called the bullpen's future the land of opportunity. They've already traded away three arms. Felix Bautista, we might not see him throw another pitch this season. We'll see if Andrew Kittredge gets dealt. Just how do you view this bullpen over the final 2 months? And has anyone caught your eye, some of these newcomers?
Well, I always love that guys get opportunities. And I know people are frustrated with the results, or, you know, I saw some today even doing my show, Ryan Ripken show, by the way, every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, shameless plug here. But the Dominguez move where people go, wait, like, you know, you just traded that guy away. We got nobody. Well, got a good deal for a rental at the time. And Dominguez has proven his value. He's going to help the Jays. But for some of these Orioles pitchers, this is a really good opportunity to find out, one, can you have staying power? And two, can you figure out how to be a big league reliever? Being a reliever in the big leagues, unless you're a closer, it's not glamorous. You're sitting there knowing that people are going to expect for you to be good each time. And if you give something up, they're going to criticize you because doing the dirty work, in my mind, a guy that sets up for the closer or middle relief, it's just expected to have success. So I've loved seeing that some guys have relished the opportunity, some guys that might not have gotten that chance. And I think that the Orioles are going to see who could be a part of that for next year, while also then, you know, depending on how it all shapes up, shaping their bullpen and their off-season acquisitions because of that. And last thing, because you said Felix Bautista, I ain't throwing Felix another inning this year. I'm not risking it. As soon as you tell me there's no timeline with his shoulder, I am not risking the all-star and future backbone, at least for this team moving forward. So give guys other opportunity to handle high leverage situations.
Ryan Ripken, always great, man. We will find out a lot about what this roster is going to look like tomorrow. It should be a fun 24 hours. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Of course. Appreciate you guys. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
Thank you.
Coming up next, let's get back to the Ravens. By the way, Cordell Woodland is going to join us at 5:30, get his thoughts on training camp, maybe some Orioles as well. He was out at one winning drive today. But Malachi Starks, first-round pick, he's been out there for practice. What kind of impact, how impactful is Malachi Starks going to be as a rookie with the Ravens? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.